Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. Save
American Ministries. American Family News. Sure, I'm Ed Smith. Federal investigators in Arizona have named four suspects in the death of a Border Patrol agent linked to Operation Fast and Furious.
U.S. Attorney Laura Duffy says there has been an extensive search for the men still at large after Agent Brian Terry was killed in a shootout late in 2010 near the U.S.-Mexico border.
Unfortunately, these covert efforts have not yet resulted in any arrests.
In a rare move, the names of the suspects have been released, and a reward of up to $1 million has been offered. This is connected to a gun smuggling investigation, Operation Fast and Furious. But federal agents lost track of many of the weapons they were trying to chase. Republicans in Congress have accused Attorney General Eric Holder of withholding information connected to the investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
For a second straight month, Mitt Romney and the Republican Party have raised more money than their Democratic rivals. The Obama campaign and the Democrats took in $71 million in June, well below the $106 million collected on the Republican side.
Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And the program this evening, I think, is going to bring that out beautifully, because so much of what we believe, and certainly so much of what physicians believe, is not true. Now, most of you, of course, know that I practiced medicine for many years, and certainly as time went by, I became increasingly skeptical of certainly what I was being told by the detailed people coming from the pharmaceutical industry. And I knew many times they were pushing products that just were not certainly doing what they claimed they were. But they were excellent salespeople. They were nice people. They were nicely dressed. They were always very pleasant. And of course, as I've left medicine now, been out of medicine for almost 20 years, certainly go to the meetings on a regular basis at a local hospital to keep my credits up. And recently we heard a talk given by Dr. Adriana Fuberman, who's a professor that teaches back in Georgetown University. And as with so many of the talks there, I was ready to be bored. And I will tell you, it was one of the most fascinating talks I've heard in a long period of time. And I was so impressed that I asked Dr. Fuberman to come on with us this evening, because she talks about certainly what is happening as far as the pharmaceutical industry and how, in many instances, why, of course, the profits are far more important than helping people. Dr. Fuberman, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, good evening. A pleasure.
Why don't you just sort of pick up the story and tell our listeners what you do and, Chris, what you've found as you've analyzed the pharmaceutical industry and its interaction with organized medicine.
Well, I'm a physician in the Department of Pharmacology at Georgetown, and I run a project called Farmed Out that does research on and education on the ways that industry manipulates that the drug rep are there to sell drugs. What's much more insidious is the influence that pharmaceutical companies have over medical education, over the continuing medical education that all of us have to keep up on in order to maintain our licenses, and influence over the medical journals that we depend on for
profits to be made. We're talking about countless billions of dollars for selling many times drugs that do little or any good. And yet, of course, they're being pushed by physicians who've never heard the other side of the discussions. It's certainly a beautiful example of that is the statin drugs. Now they've done these meta-analysis with large numbers of studies, and billions and billions and billions of dollars later, they finally come to the conclusion that they do a little of any good if you've never had, if you're in good health and just getting your cholesterol down is not going to save your life. But that is not what the doctors have been brought to believe. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dan and Tracy, Dr. Fuberman was simply pointing out that for many years, a hormonal therapy for postmenopausal women was being advocated, and women had to take that to keep from getting senile or dementia or certainly the heart attack and strokes and all sorts of complications as they enter the menopause. And then, of course, after pushing this drug for many years, they did some very large analyses. The Women's Health Study was released that showed that all of the things that were said, or almost all of them, just were true. I mean, certainly the drug was fine as preventing heart attack, hot flashes, but it certainly wasn't going to prevent all these other diseases, so it was being marketed really under more or less false pretenses, wasn't it?
Right, and the effect on breast cancer was so profound, or there were so many women who were taking it worldwide, that once women stopped taking it after the Women's Health Initiative, breast cancer rates dropped in every registry that was tracking this data. And it's been estimated that there are about 17,000 fewer breast cancers a year now that there's more rational use of menopausal hormone therapy.
Which specific hormone was this? Because as an orthopedist, I'm not up on women's hormones. What was the medicines, or was it just Premarin as such, or estrogen?
It was the most popular medicine that was being used at the time, which was a mixture of Premarin and a progestin. So right. It was called Prempro, and then the Women's Health Initiative tested PremPro in women with a uterus and Premarin alone or estrogen alone in women who didn't have a uterus, because estrogen alone increases uterine cancer rate. So both of those were tested, and estrogen alone did not increase the risk of breast cancer, but it did increase the risk of blood clots and other adverse events. So, you know, again, these are perfectly fine drugs to take for menopausal symptoms, but shouldn't be taken for prevention. I've done some expert witness work in litigation regarding PremPro, and it's been really interesting looking at internal company documents on this drug, 1,500 of which are actually available on the web through the Drug Information Document Archive or at UCSF or through Farmed Out. There's a link as well. We have a lot of resources on our site if people are interested in finding out more at farmedout.org.
I was fascinated to find out that the pharmaceutical industry was keeping files on the doctors, and basically it would depend upon the doctors ordering pharmaceutical drugs, and if they were ordering certainly genetic drugs, certainly similar drugs, they were certainly not patented and were much cheaper. Why they didn't get the attention from the pharmaceutical industry that if they use the latest thing online. Would you like to talk a little bit about that? Because it goes into how really detailed it is as they keep files on the doctors and their ordering practices.
Right. When a drug rep walks into a physician's office, the rep knows what prescriptions physicians that particular physician wrote in the last week, the last month, the last year, and they also know the type of person that the prescriptions were written for. So, in fact, your medical records and my medical records and the medical records of your listeners are sold to industry by our insurance companies, and our names are removed from them, but industry has every other piece of information about us, including what drugs we're using, what diseases we have, the zip code that we live in, and a lot of other information. That information is used partially to develop marketing for consumers, but it's mainly used to tailor the details that the drug reps have on physicians. So when they go into the office, they know, for example, which blood pressure medicine a physician prefers in their elderly patients and what diabetes medicine they prefer in their younger patients. So they have very finely detailed data on exactly what the physician's prescribing habits are. They'll also keep notes on what the physician's personality is like and what kinds of things that they like. Often when if a doctor is new in the area, a pharmaceutical company will send two drug reps to visit with them first to see, usually a guy and a woman, to see which drug rep the physician responds to, and then that will be the drug rep who visits the physician, and the other one will, for example, buy presents for the physician's kids. So they use friendship, they use flattery, and they use psychological techniques to make relationships with physicians, to convince them that they're friends, and to increase their prescribing of targeted drugs. And it's extremely effective. Physicians think that they're not affected, but they really are. And in fact, pharmaceutical companies spend about $100,000 a year or more per targeted doctor just on drug rep visits, and they make back in prescriptions written about $13 for every dollar that's spent in marketing.
And I think that's so fascinating, $100,000 a year. I mean, that's a lot of money. And you commented, you know, they're spending almost as much money in marketing as they are in research, or is it more?
Oh no, they spend about three times as much in marketing as they do in research, and that's a conservative number.
Three times as much in marketing as in research. I mean, supposedly they're out there making these wonderful new drugs for us, but they're really not. I mean, they're just trying to sell us the ones that they have a patent on. Now, one of the things that really bothered me that you were talking about was, you know, certainly how they play this whole thing as far as the patent is concerned. And when the patent begins to wear out on a drug or is going to come to an end, they simply change a molecule in this, and it really doesn't change the medicine very much. But now they get a new patent, and now they can start in all over again, marketing this new one rather than the generic drug, which certainly works just about as well. There's been a long trial, but suddenly they can't get as much money for it. Would you like to cover a little on that? Because, I mean, this is the thing that really bothers me. I mean, it's all about marketing. It's not about helping people.
Yes, there's actually very few novel drugs in the pipeline of pharmaceutical companies. They're not actually developing a lot of wonderful, life-saving new drugs. And so they're really trying to get as much money as possible out of drugs that they already have. So you mentioned tweaking a molecule a little, but often they don't even do that. They just change the formulation of a drug. So you can get an extension on a patent for coming up with a new formulation of a drug. So in some cases, they've changed the number of milligrams from 25 milligrams to 23 milligrams, for example, or come out with a long acting version. So first they'll come out with a version that you have to take three times a day, and then the version that you take twice a day, and then the version that you take once a day, and then the version that you take once a week. Well, they could have released the once a week drug to begin with, but that wouldn't be good business. It's good business to extend your patent by coming up with different formulations of a drug in order to preserve the patent. And then once you've run through all of those, you might release a new version that is just a slightly tweaked molecule of the drug. So most of the new, quote-unquote, new drugs that are out are actually not new drugs. They're really just new versions of older drugs. And many of the older drugs are great. There's 10,000 drugs available on the U.S. market, but most physicians are only familiar with maybe the top 100 drugs, if that. So there's many older, valuable drugs that aren't being used enough. So, for example, there's a lot of very expensive drugs that are being used for bipolar disorder, but lithium is an older drug that's a really great drug for bipolar disorder. It's cheap. It's effective. It's actually the only drug in this category that's been shown to reduce the risk of suicide in patients with bipolar disorder. And yet it's not used very much at all. Or with antidepressants, for example, again, the newer drugs and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and atypical antidepressants are very widely used, but there's much less use of older antidepressants, tricyclic antidepressants and MAO inhibitors, these older classes of drugs that can be very effective in people for whom the newer drugs don't work very well. A lot of docs don't know anything about these older drugs. Even in the case of antibiotics, people think that we need new antibiotics in order to combat antibiotic resistance. But in fact, some of the really vicious bugs that we have out now are actually susceptible to older antibiotics like clindamycin that haven't been used widely in 30 years. So bacteria aren't used to them because they haven't seen these drugs before. These new generations of bacteria haven't seen these drugs before, so even in that area, older drugs might be better.
And of course, so many of the newer drugs, certainly the Prozac and similar drugs, you know, they increase the incidence of homicidal and suicidal things, and yet, of course, the old lithium, I can remember lithium when I was first getting started in medicine. It was a good medication, and but we don't talk about this, and because why? Because there's not a lot of money to be made. And basically what we need to do is certainly be concerned about what's good for the patients, not what's good for the bottom line. If you have a question for our special guest, Dr. Hugh Berman, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Dr. Hugh Berman was just saying that the reason she was speaking at our local hospital was because she had a friend in the area, but that messages like hers are not very popular. Certainly many of meetings at the various hospitals and across the country. Medical meetings are financed by the pharmaceutical industry. And what is their goal? Their goal is to get the doctors to use new and expensive and sometimes really relatively untried medication. Basically, with a very, very small number of people, you can get these things okayed by the FDA. And then after they've been released and being used by large numbers of people, then we can find out if there really are complications. And if you are one of the tragic people who gets a complication from the drug, why, of course, you're not going to have much comeback as long as it's been released by the FDA. Sydney, don't get me started on the FDA, but I think that people really don't understand how the system works. And it's really all about money. And certainly Dr. Hugh Berman was saying that you should not be going to see a doctor who sees drug reps, because, of course, the drug rep's going to give the doctor a lot of free samples. He's going to give those free samples to the patients. The patients are going to think the doctor is endorsing the product, whereas he's just got a whole closet full of those and he wants to get rid of them. But they cost, I mean, you know, 5 or 10 times what the counterpart, the generic drugs that we know work, would cost. And now the patient is trapped, and medicine is just so frighteningly expensive today, and this is one of the things that's driving up the cost of medicine, the pharmaceutical industry, and their marketing techniques, where, of course, as Dr. Hugh Berman was saying, they spend far more on marketing than they do on coming up with new drugs, because there are not many new drugs, but they're just modifying the old ones. Our number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America and you have a question on this subject. But I think it's vitally important that you understand that the doctor just doesn't know. He's so busy, you know, reading and going to meetings. Of course, he's being programmed by the pharmaceutical industry. But certainly they control what, many times, what we read in medical journals. They control what we hear at meetings. They control education in the medical schools. People do not understand the pharmaceutical industry wants to run medicine. And we had a pretty good practice of medicine before we had a lot of these fancy new drugs. Now, some of them occasionally will come on with a new drug, really very important. But most of them, in my estimation, are certainly are not. Sydney and Dr. Hugh Berman was saying that she and a few other people are out there trying to get the word out, but it's a pretty hard sell, isn't it?
Well, physicians and other prescribers have actually been really receptive to it when they hear it, because most healthcare providers want to do the best thing by their patients, and they really want to have unbiased information. And we have sources of unbiased information on the Farmed Out website. We have pharma-free continuing medical education. We've got sources of drug information. We've got downloadable slideshows that people can show their friends or colleagues. So we have a lot of resources, and are also, of course, happy to do talks. We have a lot of articles in the medical literature also exposing some of these tactics, because it's often quite subtle. Because it's illegal for pharmaceutical companies to promote a drug for purposes other than what the FDA approved those drugs for, but it's legal for doctors and other prescribers to prescribe a drug for anything that they want, pharmaceutical companies use opinion leaders, they use respected physicians to convince other physicians that a drug should be used for what's called an off-label use, or a use other than what the FDA approved that drug for. And that can lead to a lot of problems. It certainly did with hormone therapy, which was approved for the treatment of menopausal symptoms and for osteoporosis, but was never approved for things like prevention of cardiovascular disease or prevention of stroke. But this is true of many other drugs as well, that they're being promoted off-label. Antipsychotic drugs are being promoted to treat insomnia, and seizure drugs are being used to are being promoted to treat restless leg syndrome or insomnia, and there's a great deal of this off-label promotion going on, and it's quite dangerous. These opinion leaders are also used to minimize the adverse effects of drugs in physicians' minds at medical meetings. And sometimes they don't even know how they're being used. The opinion leaders don't even know what the messages are that they've been assigned to. Marketing for drugs starts 7 days.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I said, here we have Pat calling from Washington. He's been told he has low T. That means low testosterone levels. And how low was your testosterone level?
I really can't remember what it was, but it wasn't like super low.
Let's get Dr. Adriana.
I have to say that testosterone levels for different ages are not well delineated.
Okay.
And most of the people that are diagnosed with this low T syndrome have nothing wrong with them and do not need to take testosterone.
All right, there's your answer, Pat. Okay.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But before we go on, do you have a website people can get information? You mentioned earlier, how can people get in touch with you, get in touch with the information that you have available?
We have a website, farmedout.org. It's PharmedOut.org, people can get in touch with us through the website. We have a lot of materials, and we also have a place to contact us. So,
and you actually work in the Department of Pharmacology there at Georgetown, or are you in general practice, or what?
I'm a general practitioner. I'm in the Department of Pharmacology and Physiology at Georgetown, I actually teach about herbs and dietary supplements, among other things. I teach about the history of medicine. But you had mentioned before about sort of what happens at medical meetings and that the newest drugs are being promoted. And one of the things that happens that I think people don't really talk about is that we end up not discussing diet and exercise and biofeedback and alternative therapies at medical meetings because the conversation is focused on competing new drugs. So not only do we end up not discussing the benefits of older drugs or the benefits of over-the-counter drugs or other kinds of therapies, we also end up not talking about diet and exercise, which have been shown to help, for example, diabetes and high blood pressure and even depression. There are many randomized controlled trials showing that people can control their blood sugar or control their blood pressure through diet and exercise. But we don't hear about that at medical meetings. In fact, there are negative messages that are given to physicians by industry-paid people about diet and exercise. So you might hear at a medical meeting, well, yes, there are studies showing that diet lowers cholesterol, but we know our patients will never do that, so let's just give them statins. And that leads to very poor patient care. Often there is a low-tech or low-cost or a remedy or an alternative treatment that doesn't expose people to the same kinds of risks as drugs do. Sometimes drugs are the answer, but unfortunately the whole conversation has sort of been distorted in such a way that that physicians don't know what the true risks and benefits are, and we need to take back this whole area of drug assessment and therapy assessment and teach each other.
Well, I think it's so interesting that you actually lecture on herbal medicine. Now, when I went to medical school 50 years ago, I guess it's 60 years ago, we just had our 60th anniversary, we never mentioned herbs. In fact, you know, I practiced medicine for years thinking anybody who took or used herbs and these things was a little bit off the wall. And now, of course, as I get older and wiser, I realize they were a lot smarter than I was, because there really is a place for some of these herbs that have been around for 1,000 years, isn't there?
Yes, and actually about a quarter of the drugs that we use in clinical practice came from plants. Every culture has a history of herbal medicine, but herbs, we're the first pharmacologically active medicine. But, for example, some really common drugs like warfarin comes from yellow sweet clover, and digoxin comes from foxglove, and, of course, opiates come from poppies. So many of the drugs that we use in daily practice originally came from plants. Herbs have a place, and exercise has a place, and massage has a place. Different manipulative therapies have a place. There actually are randomized controlled trials showing, for example, that that biofeedback can be very helpful for tension headaches or migraine headaches or urinary incontinence, and that's quite a benign treatment. So we really need to be learning more about these things at medical meetings, and not just about drugs.
Oh, I agree with you totally. And as an orthopedic surgeon, by the time I was ready to retire, of course, I used all sorts of adjuncts to medicine. I had chiropractors and acupuncturists and massage therapists, and I always insisted on being the captain of the ship and sending them to one person, and if they didn't get them better, we'd try something else. But, I mean, certainly this multidisciplinary approach, I think, offers so many of our patients much more information. But you need somebody, who understands this. Certainly, I'm not an acupuncturist, I'm not an acupressurist, I'm not a therapist, but certainly I can send them to people who do good work and who can help them. Well, let's go to Kent, who's calling us from West Virginia. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Kent, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I have a couple comments. About a year or so ago, I was sent around to see a doctor about an elevated PSA, you know, and I thought that's what I was going to go in for.
No, that's for our listener, that's a test for PSA, test for prostate cancer. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's what I thought I was going in for, and, of course, I walked into the room, and the nurse said immediately, well, lift up your, lie down on the bench there, and lift up your shirt, and lower your pants a little bit, and they smeared some lubricant or grease or something on my lower abdomen and ran this machine across it. And I don't know what that was all about. And about 5 minutes later, the doctor comes charging in. And he says, you have two problems, or, you know, all related to bladder function, this sort of thing. And then he said, well, you've got to take this Flomax. And it was, well, you have to take it morning and evening. And you have to eat a full meal and wait a half an hour. Otherwise, if you take the Flomax, you're liable to fall over and all this stuff. And they just sort of pushed this Flomax on me. And so I didn't think I needed it. I didn't have any symptoms of it or anything, but they just kept pushing it. And I didn't take it because I was sort of angry about the way it went down and everything. And I live alone, and I don't eat a meal. I don't eat regular meals. I'm not going to schedule meals. It's a silly pill, you know.
Well, I don't even know what Flomax is. What is Flomax, doctor?
Well, it's used for men who are having some hesitancy in urinating because they have an enlarged prostate. So it's really interesting. It relaxes the urethral muscle, but it's really interesting that you were saying you weren't actually having any symptoms or having bothersome symptoms. A PSA, by the way, cannot be used to diagnose an enlarged prostate anyway. But if you weren't having symptoms, then of course you shouldn't have used that drug, and it's really interesting that they were pushing it on you.
Yeah, and I would go around to the physician assistant a couple, you know, several months later, and I said, are you taking that? And I says, no. And I said, she said, well, why not? And I says, well, I don't take any of these drugs that I see advertised on television. She says, well, why not? And I said, well, and she thought I was talking about the lawsuits, but I was talking about advertising, which is the same thing. And then she says, well, it's this way. It's a money game. I said, well, yeah, I know that's what.
Okay, well, at least she's honest with you, but don't tell the doctor she'd lose her job. Anyway, anything else you want to say, Kent, before we let you go? But I think it was very, very smart not to do that, Cindy, because PSA, Cindy, is a test for, supposedly a test for prostate cancer. And certainly there's a lot of question whether it's really is applicable at all. In fact, the fellow who developed the test said this should never be used as a screening test for cancer. And in many other countries, it's simply been abandoned. So
Yes, it's been, and our U.S. Preventive Health Task Force also has said that it's not a good screening test. It's good for following men who have prostate cancer to help track their cancer, but as a screening test, it isn't very good. The old-fashioned, what we call the digital rectal exam, is actually is better at detecting is a better screening technique.
Amen to that. Anyway, thanks very much, guys.
Another comment, Dr.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, and concerning patents and herbal medicines, I heard about several years ago, the doctor may want to check this out, that India was so aware that these drug companies were going around and sort of digging up, you know, ancient remedies and patenting them, and, you know, thinking nobody knows why, and they're finding something in Sanskrit or talk, you know, that they actually put all of their ancient remedies online and made it available to patent offices, so that there's proof on record that the, you know, turmeric or whatever herbs and spices have been used for thousands of years, that these patent offices know about it or it's aware to them, and that these companies can't say if we invented this or something. So she may be interested in checking
that. Yeah, if there's very interesting intellectual property questions around, yeah, neem and other Indian herbs. So, yeah, it's a really interesting issue.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, okay. Kent. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly we need good medicine. We need people to, but they need, people need, I believe, to be involved with exercise and diet and looking after themselves. Certainly you are the one who's primarily responsible for your health. And then, of course, if you need help, that's what the doctors are there for. But if I could make a suggestion, and that is read the package insert. Read the package insert. You may be the only person who's ever read it, but most people and most doctors never read the package insert. Do you think that's a fair appraisal, Dr. Fuberman?
I think that's true, but the package insert isn't the necessarily all that reliable too either, because the language in the package insert is actually negotiated between the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and the drug company, and that's why they're so hard to read. So, you know, I think patients expect doctors to have memorized the package insert for drugs, but it's actually really almost impossible to do. They're written in a really obscure way, and for some reason that I don't understand, the FDA has been allowing this expansion of what a drug can be listed to do. So, for example, Lipitor, the best-selling statin, I mean, it basically does one thing. It lowers cholesterol. It has 16 different indications, and I haven't memorized all of them. They're really complicated. But, you know, why are there 16 indications for a drug that essentially does one thing? So those package inserts the physician's desk reference, which is really a compendium of package inserts, are really difficult to slog through. But I agree that you can definitely get a lot of information about the side effects of a drug by reading them. And you might not want to count on your physician to know all the adverse effects of a drug. It's too hard to keep up, and the sources of information they have are not going to be reliable in that regard. In fact, drug reps are trained in minimizing side effects or trying to make them look like benefits. So if a drug causes sedation, they'll say that it's good for your patients who have trouble sleeping. And if a drug causes nausea, they'll tell the doctor, well, this might help your patients lose some weight.
Well, let's go to Sandy, who's calling us from Washington. What part of Washington are you calling from, Sandy?
Yakima.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a comment. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and my doctor put me on metformin, which made me sick, and so I decided that I would try to do it naturally, and I changed my diet. I stopped eating red meat because it seemed to be causing me a problem with my digestion, and I eat chicken and fish, but I stopped taking the medication altogether, and I started exercising. I changed my diet, and my blood sugar went from 230 down to 127, which I know the normal is 60 to 110, but I consider 127 excellent myself.
That's fabulous, and that's wonderful that you're able to do that. And that actually brings up a really good point, that the point at which we diagnose diabetes or the point at which we diagnose high blood pressure, that's really changed over time and has really been affected by pharmaceutical companies, because obviously, like, the lower the cutoff the lower the cutoff for blood pressure or for diabetes, the more patients you have. So I'm sure that Dr. Stan and I both practiced medicine when 120 over 80 was the perfect blood pressure to have, and now that's considered pre-hypertension. So that's a great blood sugar for you. That's wonderful that you were able to do that by just changing your lifestyle.
It's really exciting.
Well, you know, basically,
it worked.
When I went to medical school, why, for older people, blood pressure was 100 plus your age. So if you were 70, would your systolic be 170? Well, because the drug companies don't like that, because certainly an awful lot of people have 170 and they don't take the medicine. So they sold the doctors the idea that you had to get everybody's blood pressure down to 120, you're over 80. And if you didn't, why, they're going to have a heart stroke, a stroke or something. Well, because I had an aortic stenosis, and that was the reason my blood pressure was up as soon as I had a new aortic valve in there. Why, of course, my blood pressure went right down to normal. I'd had it for 60 years. But if I'd taken that antihypertensive medication, I am sure I would have had a stroke. I wouldn't have been getting enough blood to keep my circulation going. So basically, people, you know, certainly some of the old ways are certainly good ways. Sandy, I'm so proud of you. Exercise, weight reduction, eating properly, that's the key.
My doctor wanted me to take Crestor, too, for my cholesterol, and I refused. I absolutely refused. I said, I will not take it.
Good for you. Okay, I'm glad you're doing well, because I think there's an awful lot of falderol about the cholesterol levels. And if you haven't seen our four tapes set on statin drugs or read the book we have on statin drugs written by an astronaut, you need to read it, and then you need to take it to your doctor. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest has been Dr. Adriana Fuberman. Fascinating hour, and ladies and gentlemen, there's so much just common sense, and I think if you get nothing out of this program tonight, exercise, diet, start taking responsibility for your own health care. And remember, the pharmaceutical industry is not there for your benefit. It's for their benefit, for their stockholders, and for the bottom line. And what we need to do is have you concerned about your health. Well, we have three.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And certainly we have a couple of books on health we certainly suggest people get. One is, of course, Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. his book on natural strategies for cancer patients. We have both of those. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have Dr. Catherine Pohlman's book on arthritis, autoimmune disease, and we recommend this. It's very, very good as well. They're both available, or all three books are available, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we carry a lot of herbs and various things of that sort, which we actually take ourselves. One product I would really like to recommend is called Prostate Support. And because basically when men get over 60, they have to get up frequently at nighttime. They do have some hesitancy of urination. And so many of the products that are given now are estrogens. And men take that, and of course it's going to shrink their prostate. It feminizes them. And I tried these things, and I didn't like them at all. And the product that we have is it's called Prostate Support. It's the prickly thistle, I think it is, and it's a saw palmetto. And certainly it really does help. You get up maybe one time a night. And if you certainly are over 60, why you need to get what we call, it's called Prostate Support. It's made by one of the finest companies here. It's a Christian company. We can't market under their label, so we market under our label, but we work very closely with them, and we feel very, very comfortable carrying their products because we know they're made well. That's called just Prostate Support. Somebody actually ordered 10 bottles of Prostate Support today, and I think it's a good idea to have some on hand. And certainly it comes in a month's supply, and it's basically something you will want to have on hand. So if you'd like to get Prostate Support, if you'd like to get a list of the various products we carry, things like curcumin and certainly magnesium. Most people do not have adequate magnesium. In fact, certainly you need to get some of our interviews. We have a four-tape set or four-CD set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock. It's called Life-Saving Secrets, and that's Life-Saving Secrets. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you'd like, of course, to get either the books, you'd like to get one of our catalogs, go to our website at radioliberty.com, and certainly you can get a list of all the various products we carry on health and certainly on what's going on in the world, geopolitics, on spiritual matters, certainly our interviews with Pastor Billy Crone, and his series on the final countdown, the prophecies that are coming to pass today. And they're all available, so you can get a free catalog by calling 1-800-544-8927 or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. Now, if you have an iPhone or an iPad or a telephone with unlimited minutes or a cell phone, you can actually listen to our programs 24 hours a day. Genesis puts them up there because you can go to radioliberty.com and go to our website to click on listen. It'll take you to Soundwave 2000, and there, of course, you can listen to our programs, our archive programs. We archive 4 hours a day. That's 4 hours a day of Radio Liberty. You won't get much accomplished, but you get a lot of great information. So remember, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch our DVDs on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, for Alex and for Joyce and for all the other people on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. And we'll be back here in about just 1 minute with Barry Shammas to bring you up to date with what's going on in the Holy Land today.
guide her, man, guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain, through the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're looking for. Listening to, it's my views, and for the next hour, the views of Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter who lived in Israel for 30 years and reported on how so much of the corruption was going on over there and the assassination of Rabin, the premier Rabin, and certainly pointed out this was an inside operation. It was a government operation that was orchestrated by Peres, who is the current president of Israel, to get rid of political opponents. Well, right now, of course, because of threats on his life, Barry's over here. But Israel's loss is our gain, and Barry's with us, hopefully, almost a weekly basis, to keep us abreast of what's going on over there. And there's so many things happening, certainly the bombing, the missiles being lobbed into the southern part of Israel by Hamas, certainly Hezbollah in the north, with somewhere between 50 and 100,000 missiles, the war going on in Syria, certainly the potential war taking place between Turkey and Syria or Jordan and Syria, Saudi Arabia's massing troops over there, certainly the potential conflict with Iran. So, Barry, why don't you keep us abreast of what's really going on in that part of the world?
Sure. I had no idea, by the way, that Saudi Arabia was massing troops.
You know, we have heard that she was massing some tanks, certainly, along, and I've forgotten, with the border with Jordan or somebody there. But anyway, that certainly she wasn't just sitting there idly by with what was going on down in Syria. But go ahead.
All right. A friend of both of ours advised me of something interesting, and since then all kinds of people have been advising me. Get this, believe it or not, it's true, and I did a little of my own research, and it's, well, to let you know that everything is rigged. If you didn't know this, Mitt Romney and Benjamin Netanyahu work together. Did you know that they work together?
No, I wouldn't be at all surprised, but I didn't know that. It just makes me realize, of course, that the whole conflict over here between Romney and Obama is like Amos and Andy fighting, but go ahead.
Well, look, they were young. This happened in the 70s, but Mitt Romney and Benjamin Netanyahu were both corporate advisors for a firm. It's called Boston Consultants. Now, I've covered this before because that little firm started Netanyahu's political career. And keep in mind, they were both working at the same time. They knew each other. Well, they were both advisors for Boston Consulting. But it gets even worse in a way. I've been covering this for ages. Who was the boss? I hear music already.
Go right ahead, though. Who was the boss?
Well, his name was Ira Magaziner of the Council on Foreign Relations. Right. He was the Clinton's health advisor. Well, Romney and Netanyahu both worked for a CFR boss who was all tied up with the Clinton presidency.
Well, of course, wasn't Netanyahu a member of the CFR for at least
a year? Much later, in 92.
Right.
He was just a young man. He was in his mid-20s when he started working for Boston Consulting.
Yes. Now, Netanyahu is the Prime Minister of Israel. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Barry is simply telling us that that Netanyahu, working as a furniture salesman over in Israel, and basically puts on a terrorism conference. Now, here's a furniture salesman making $15,000 a year, puts on a terrorism conference, and he gets Bush and Cheney, and Bush and was Kissinger there?
No, it was Richard Perle. George Shultz.
Right.
And George Bush, the father.
All right, fine. So basically, all these people come to this anti-terrorism conference put on by a furniture salesman named Netanyahu. And then, of course, after a couple of years, suddenly he is given, from being a furniture salesman, the second most important political position, diplomatic position in Israel. He is assistant to the, Israel ambassador in the United States. Right. And basically, of course, it's asked, why did they take and give this position to a furniture salesman? Well, the answer was, well, of course, George Shultz and Richard Perle and Bush were very impressed with the anti-terrorism conference. And ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that story, you probably believe anything I tell you. But go right ahead.
Well, it happened again. Now, he's ambassador to Washington, deputy ambassador to Washington. And in 1985, he organized another terror conference, this time one chaired by George Shultz. I mean, they are pushing this guy from the top. Now, and by the way, when his next office was the Israeli ambassador to the UN. And when he was there, he visited Shultz often. Shultz was his personal advisor. So what we're talking about with Romney and Netanyahu, both working at Boston Consulting, it was called the Boston Consulting Group, a new company formed by Ira Magaziner of the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't view it as a coincidence that how many advisors do you think the company has? Well, one is running for the American presidency, and the other is the Prime Minister of Israel. You can't have coincidences like that. I mean, look, the odds are mathematically you can't, and logically you can't have a coincidence like that. They were both pushed. Now, where this is leading, I'm starting to look at it. Romney, what he said is, first of all, he's going to, in the middle of a presidential campaign, so this must be a really important vote getter, he's planning to go to Israel in August. Now, look, why? Isn't he busy enough running for the president of the United States? He has that kind of time, but lo and behold, Benjamin Netanyahu asked him to come and stay at his house. He'll be staying at Netanyahu's residence. Again, I'm just a person who hates coincidences, that these two Boston consulting corporate advisors are now going to be staying in the same house. Well, one is the Prime Minister of Israel and the other is running to be President of the United States. Baloney, if you think that this is a coincidence. There, I said it.
All right. Now, well, basically, of course, when you begin looking at things, when you study things, you find these coincidences all the time. And then you begin to realize that this whole thing is being carefully orchestrated for the need to confuse the American people. But most people think these things just happen by accident. And believe me, as President Roosevelt once said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can be certain it was planned that way. Go right ahead.
Oh, and Romney went on. If elected president, he would make Israel his first destination and all this stuff. Look, the Mormons and Israel have a very strange tie. And this is not to be underestimated. Way back in the early 80s, Teddy Kollek was the mayor of Jerusalem, and he was bribed, okay? Just outright, he was bribed. The Mormons got a tremendous property, a large, tremendous property on top of Mount Scopus in Jerusalem. The deal supposedly was that in return for this property, that they wouldn't proselytize in Israel. And by the way, more or less, they've kept that deal. Nonetheless, they are looking at Israel as a future temple site. And, Romney is going to be staying with Netanyahu, and they were both began their political careers at Boston Consulting Group, headed by Ira Magaziner, health advisor to the Clintons and member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Great story, I'll tell you. That is a terrific movie plot, but I don't believe it. Except that it's factual. I don't believe that it's coincidental. Now, stuff about Netanyahu is coming out, and, this is a very serious accusation, and it's straight from a declassified FBI document. Apparently, Netanyahu illegally purchased nuclear technology in the United States. And well, you don't know who Arnon Milchan is. He's a Hollywood producer with ties to Israel and ties to American industry. He was like the matchmaker between Netanyahu and someone named Richard Kelly Smith. By the way, do you know the name?
No, I really have no idea who he is.
All right, then you'll look it up afterwards and find out, as usual, that I'm not making it up. Richard Kelly Smith he served 40 months in prison for illegally selling Krypton triggers to Israel and Taiwan. Now, this Smith was the president of a company called Milco, and it worked for NASA, and it had access to the nuclear triggers. Now, what he did is he sold it to Israel through a company owned by Milchan. It was called the Haley Company. It was owned by Arnon Milchan, and you know how these sales go. Needless to say, if Smith had sold directly to Israel, he would have gone to prison immediately, because that's not allowed. Israel never signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, so the United States bans all sales of nuclear anything to Israel. That's, you know, just a fact. So what he did is he sold the triggers to Milken's company called the Haley Company. Now, he was caught way back, by the way, in the 80s. Smith, and he fled the United States. He was eventually extradited, but let's go to the story of Netanyahu and Richard Kelly Smith. They met in Jerusalem at Netanyahu's house, where they cut the deal to smuggle nuclear triggers into Israel. Look, of Netanyahu, you can excuse, come on, the country's in mortal danger and it needs nuclear triggers and all of that. You can find a way to excuse it, but he's the prime minister of Israel, and he did something that could have landed him in jail for as long as Smith did, 40 months. That is a crime where an American citizen gets 3.5 years, and the person he sold it to, Netanyahu and Milchan, should have served the same time.
And not only that, but he's in very good terms with George Herbert Walker Bush and Richard Perle and Henry Kissinger and Henry Hitz Schultz. So why would the fellow who...
He wasn't then.
He wasn't.
Well, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. It was just at the start in the 80s, yes. By then he was. Yes, he was.
And basically, of course, this whole thing is, I believe, our leaders here in the United States, from the CFR, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, all intertwined together, were instrumental in transferring the nuclear technology to Israel in a similar manner as they were responsible for transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan. And certainly, if you don't know the symbol...
And Taiwan.
And Taiwan. And ladies and gentlemen, when, of course, you hear all this talk about, oh, isn't it terrible, Iran may get the bomb, oh, we can't tolerate that, why don't you find out how we gave the bomb to Pakistan? Why are we so concerned about Iran getting the bomb when Pakistan already has the bomb and probably has 150 or more of them ready for deployment? Heaven knows where. Go ahead.
I hear the music. Do I have time to go ahead?
Well, you've got about 35 seconds, but we can hold off. We'll be back in just a moment.
This, our guest next is one Barry is Shamish. A long one.
All right, fine. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry, of course, has all sorts of fascinating information and the interconnections which you're never going to hear elsewhere. But there is no question in my mind that we intentionally transferred the nuclear technology, first of all to Israel, and then to Pakistan, and to Taiwan, all throughout the world. Why are we doing this sort of thing? Or is there another agenda the American people are totally unaware of? We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
He is talking about the changing demographics of Israel, and certainly that it would appear that in the next decade or so that an awful lot of the people in the IDF, that's the Defense Force.
Hello?
I'm having a little trouble with the sneeze here, but basically Barry is saying that an awful lot of people in the Israeli Defense Force are going to come from the Orthodox Jews, which, of course, in the past they've been exempt, but right now, of course, more and more of them are willing to join the IDF. Why? Is that a good or a bad thing?
In my opinion, terrific. But if you're trying, let's say we're talking about uprooting settlements, when the majority of your soldiers are religious, you might not have such a loyal army. So they're trying, they're trying to run a balance. On the one hand, in the public eye, all you secular people are suckers because the Haredim are exempt. And what Ishai is saying is, no, the Haredim have had a major change of heart and want to serve, but the army won't let them serve because the status quo will be, upside down if that happens. And within, depending on who you're listening to, 25 years, the majority of the soldiers will either be exempt or will be religious. Straightforward, not just ordinary religious. Haredim are the black-coated religious. Something is happening, and this is where it's all leading. Netanyahu, if you recall, I spoke about this. He brought in a party called Kadima, it's actually the largest party. It's even bigger than the Likud. But he had them join his government, making his government tremendous, 92 out of 120 seats, government, most powerful I can remember. I've never heard of a government with 92 members. That Netanyahu did a few weeks ago. Now, one of the Kadima's conditions was that if they enter the government, they will change. Now, follow me. I know this is confusing. It's called the Tal Law, T-A-L. It essentially gives the Haredi, again, ultra-Orthodox youth, an exemption. They want Kadima to have a new service law, which will include all Israelis, that means the Haredim and the Arabs. The Tal Law itself expires in about 3 weeks, and Kadima wants to put in one that was fair to the country. Except one thing, they had a committee, it was headed by someone, again, you don't have to know the names. His name was Plesner. The point of the matter is that, Netanyahu disbanded what do you call when you're about to, it was an advisory committee, whatever they called it. It was to change the draft law. Except Netanyahu ordered it closed. No more committee to ever look at the draft law of Israel. Now, this has, it's just pushed the upcoming end of the Tal Law into the number one subject amongst Israelis. Now, this, normally I wouldn't even bother you with this thing. It's just to localize, except, what you've got in Israel is everybody talking about the upcoming end of the Tal Law, Kadima's attempt to institute a new law that required Haredim and Arabs to serve in the IDF. But Netanyahu broke up the committee. There, I did it.
In other words, basically, they wanted the Orthodox Jews to serve in the IDF, and they wanted the Muslims to serve in the IDF. And of course, Netanyahu wouldn't allow that. Is that correct?
Yeah. All right.
All right, Five, we're going to be back here in just a moment. It's just sometimes these things are going on over there are hard to interpret. But basically, of course, Israel is on the front lines of this battle, as far as I'm concerned, for the survival of Western civilization. And certainly some of the things that are happening are not necessarily to Israel's advantage.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
I've been very simply talking about what's going on over in Israel, and certainly the Supreme Court recently ordered that the government would start bulldozing the homes of the settlers in Judea and Samaria. Well, of course, this is not very popular with the Israeli people.
I wouldn't say, let's put it this way, it's not very popular with the residents of Judea and Samaria, that's for darn sure.
In other words, the people throughout the rest of Israel really don't care what's happening to the people.
That's about right. That's the only way the government could be getting away with taking Jews from their homes, forcing them out, incredible violations by the police and the army, and then bulldozing their homes.
All right, well, go ahead. Anyway, of course, this is going
on
today.
How could they get away with that? How could they get away with that if they didn't have some sort of support? All I can say is the Israeli Supreme Court believes it is the government.
All right, and but basically what Mary's contention is that the Netanyahu government really doesn't want to do this. So what they're doing is removing 10 families, bulldozing the homes on 10 families to sort of pay homage, appear to be obeying the Israeli Supreme Court, where, of course, their intent is not to do this extensively, only this 10 families or a few families at a time. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, that's a fair estimate. That's exactly what happened. Now, I told you on this show, I think that that is going to be the first expulsion, a minor one instead of a whole neighborhood, and we're obeying the law. Now, the next expulsion is Migron. That's due on the 1st of August, and it's a big one. That's 50 families. That's 250 people. But something happened this week. Try and follow this one again. I'm not trying to confuse people, believe me. I'm trying to keep it in an order. Well, what happened is that the land of Migron was bought, again, bought outright for hundreds of thousands of dollars by an American philanthropist. Now, I know who that philanthropist was. His name is Sheldon Adelson. And this, again, I mean, this is another guy just like Arnon Milton with ties high up in the American political system. He was the chief backer of Newt Gingrich, for example. Now, for some reason, he didn't want his name associated with it. Who can tell why? But the fact, look, they said that because the Arabs will be murdered, I mean legally, the PLO will murder any Arab who sells land to Jews, that they will take the documents, put them in a sealed envelope for the court to look at, and therefore we will prove that the families of Migron now legally are on their own land. It was bought and paid for. Now, look, I'm going to dive into how really they screw the settlers. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And why Adelson wouldn't use his real name, I don't even know why. He loves Netanyahu, but this looks like a trick by the government to appear to be obeying the Israeli Supreme Court, and then suddenly throwing a wrench in the works by giving legal land transfers. That's the next. It's like a month-by-month pull-up. The Supreme Court has so far ordered the expulsion is a better word, of five communities. The next one is Migron. Migron, for several hundred thousands of dollars, all the land has been bought. Well, you can't throw people out of their own property. You can't throw them out of their own land. That looks like it's good. By the way, what that looks like is a complete failure. And look, the Supreme Court are going to spit on the land transfers and get their way. And their way is to get settlers out of Judea and Samaria. And I think the whole thing is going to be overturned and a lot of money is going to be lost. But the fact remains, well, you have another roadblock to another evacuation, expulsion, coming up 1st of August. Worst comes to worst, I suppose it's held up in court. Now, I have to do this. Well, you and I know this story. You've heard it from me, and I'm sure everything checked out. But you have to understand that, again, the evacuation of the 10 families was the government's cop-out to the high court. And you think that it took place without police violence? You think people walked out of their houses with their hands in the air and didn't protest? And they didn't have to be... this is what people don't understand. Even even Jews, quite frankly, who have a not so hot a record of resistance, don't want to see their houses bulldozed in front of their eyes. So the police, who are, by the way, not always Jewish, that's the second issue. The fact of the matter is, to get them out of their houses, they have to use violence. Now, I'm going to quote someone. She's a lawyer, and she is a well-known Israeli human rights activist. Her name is Orit Brook. In short, what's going on is that once an officer beats a settler, the state pays to make sure he will never face a lawsuit. He will never face, oh, God forbid that he should be fired. What you have is the state making every effort to protect violent, well, I'm going to use the word Jews, but it's more complicated than that. But the point, there are people who are not Jews who are pillaging the houses. All of this is part of the thinking. Get officers who couldn't care less about the settlers, and they'll take care of them their way. Now, what Strook says is the violence against the settlers is, I quote, here's a quote, really a pogrom. And for those who are not familiar with the word pogrom, it means a bunch of Russians with sticks beating the crap out of the Jews in their homes. That's what she is describing the police treatment of settlers as, a pogrom.
Okay, now basically for our listeners, this is a term I think that was popularized probably back in about 1905 when, of course, the Tsar of Russia had decreed that the Jews were to lose some of their civil rights, so they began a series of pogroms in Russia that eventually resulted in many of the Jews turning against the government and joining with the communists and overthrowing the Tsar's regime. And, of course, those pogroms have continued ever since then. Barry is suggesting is the same techniques are being used in Israel today. Would that be a fair assessment?
I'm going to say Orit Strook is claiming that. And by the way, you don't know her, and I've met her once or twice. She's serious. She's a voice to be listening to. And what she's also saying is that there was so much a protest against the violence that, what can you say? It's relatively calmed down, because there are people who are suing these policemen and soldiers. Now, as she says, now, right now, the real violence is being, it's against the Haredi religious world. What she's saying is that the settlers do have their human rights groups and do have the journalists. The Haredim don't, and they're doing the same old stuff against them. And what she's saying, we use one example where 6.5 years ago there was a terrible, terrible pogrom. I'm using that word now, in a place called Amona. What she's saying is the state paid for 3 attorneys. They're just as expensive in Israel. And what they've done is delayed and delayed and delayed until the statute of limitation runs out and the police will walk home with their jobs intact and like nothing ever happened. Just, she's saying the government is using every trick in the book to defend the violent police officers and not the Jews who got the violence done to them.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
All right, now I'm going to, again, I don't want to confuse your people. I'm really trying not to, but if you want to put it down to this, that the expulsions are taking place. The last one was mild, if you call 10 families mild. The next one is supposed to be 50 families, but someone named Sheldon Adelson has bought the land outright, and supposedly there'll be no reason to expel the 50 families, and then there's three more after that. What you've got, and you were asking about why the army fears the Haredim entering the IDF, because the army will be opposed to this. You don't have settlers at the top of the army. You don't. You have, well, secular left-wing officers run the IDF. A settler can rise captain, major. That's it. No matter how many there are, they can't rise. The system prevents them from rising. You can't have an IDF with a sudden infusion of the ultra-Orthodox. It would upset the apple cart. Now, I'm going to tell you how the system works. This, I'm going to quote Moshe Dan, who's, well, not always my ally, I'll tell you that, but he's been my reader for 20 years. And, well, he is far more nationalistic in his point of view. I don't care nationalist or what. If deceit and a crime is taking place, I don't care who did it. He cares. He just despises the labor Zionism, if you want to get down to it. But I'm going to quote him now. It's better if I quote him. He wrote an influential article about, I think 10, 12 days ago. And he explains how the settlers get their homes taken away from them by the Israeli, well, they call it the High Court, the Supreme Court of Israel. Now, it starts when a foreign-funded NGO, and the names, again, I don't want to confuse people, Yesh Din, Peace Now, they get money from outside Israel to throw settlers out of Judea and Samaria. That's what they do. They go to the High Court, which does not look at evidence. They don't examine evidence. They rule without examining evidence. Lower courts do examine evidence. They skip them and go straight to the Supreme Court of Israel, which always agrees with them.
Well, let me just point out that if you go to the roof of the Supreme Court of Israel, you'll find an occult emblem. And you have been there. I've seen this on the Supreme Court of Israel's building, and it's the same occult emblem. You will see on the back of the dollar bill that a triangle with a glorified eye. You'll see this at the Masonic Temple in Washington, D.C. You will see it in all Masonic and occult and most secret societies. What is that emblem doing sitting there on the roof of the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem? Go ahead.
You got me. I could actually dive into this as well, but our time is short, and I want to make these points. And as for you poor listeners, I'm going to have to be a little gutsy when I say this. Maybe listen again to the show. There are too many names, but let's go. By the way, they don't confuse me one little bit, but I imagine they confuse you. But let's just go. They're at the High Court. That's what they call it. And the High Court rules always without an examination of the evidence on behalf of the Arabs. And as Moshe Dan points out, Israelis call this, kombina. It means a trick. The problem, now I'm going to quote him, there is no way to investigate or change the system. It is a totally enclosed and protected, self-perpetuating legal structure that is virtually unaccountable and impervious to critique. That was a quote. In other words, there's look, in the States, you vet judges. They go before, I believe, Congress, and you vote on them. Not in Israel. They appoint each other, and there's no one above them. And they have declared that they have the right, it's called judicial review, of nullifying any law that they don't agree with. They are, in fact, the law of Israel.
And behind that, I would like to suggest there are powerful spiritual forces that are literally unknown to the majority of Israelis, and Israelis are little known to the majority of the Americans. Go right ahead, Barry. Well, Barry, let's get out your telephone number. People know how to get to your website.
Well, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. Spell my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. And my website is barrychamish.com.
Well worthwhile going to. A lot of fascinating information, fascinating books.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And certainly the point that Barry is bringing out is that nothing is as it appears to be. The leaders of Israel are doing everything they can. They've divided Jerusalem. Some Jews on the Palestinian sides, other Jews and Palestinians on the other side. But this is certainly going to be a point of contention, and there's not going to be any peace in the land. Recently, the Israeli government released 1,027 convicted terrorists. Over 400 of them were murderers. They released this at the 1,027 terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. Why would they do that? Why? So they would have terrorists to fight. So these people would go back to terrorism and killing. Basically, they want the war. They want the unrest. You have to understand, nothing is as it appears to be. We have certainly armed the Israelis with nuclear weapons. We've armed the Arabs with nuclear weapons in Pakistan. If you don't believe we've armed Pakistan, you need to read the Sybil Edmonds story. It's available at my website. Just type in your search engine, Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds story, and read it and weep. The story is known all throughout the world except in America, where the American people are never supposed to understand how we have armed the Pakistanis in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. And believe me, there is going to be a war with the Muslim world. If you read the writings of Samuel Huntington, professor at Harvard, he talks about the coming clash of civilizations. And I fear it is coming. Well, understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dangerous secret, the forbidden secret, and get the syllabus to go with that. You need to hear my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies money could buy, how the United States actually financed, and at least certain people within the covert organizations in America, financed communism, how the great American corporations build up Adolf Hitler, and certainly without the help of 100 American corporations, our banks, and our government, there never would have been a Nazi movement. But we had to finance the Nazi movement if we were going to have a war. And the purpose of the war was to bring about a one-world government. When that failed, the coming world war, terrible, bloody world war, became inevitable. And certainly, H.G. Wells wrote about this in 1933, and The Shape of Things to Come, I think, is the book. Certainly, Dennis Cuddy talks about that in his little book entitled The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. You need to get this information. You need, of course, to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can read my newsletters. You can read my listen to our DVDs. Many of them are there. Listen to our programs, radio programs, available 4 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. You can also listen to our programs at GCNLive.com on the iPod, iPhones. And if you want more information, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and learn how to contact learn how to get in touch with GCN so you can listen to our programs. Go to RadioLiberty.com so you can learn how to access our programs 4 hours a day and the archives 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We, of course, do need help. If you're in a position to help us financially, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We've got a great new book. It's called Grey Wolf. It's the story of Adolf Hitler and how he escaped from Germany and went to live in South America with all the other 50 to 100,000 Nazis. We helped escape through the rat line. If you want to know about the rat line, and there's something how we brought the Nazis to America, that's Operation Paperclip, a 4-tape set. And then, of course, you want to get Professor Kate Quigley's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, wide with gold, God bless America, my hungry home. God
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome back. It is the 9th of July, 2012. It is Monday. You're in the right place. Truth has arrived, at least as close to truth as we can find it, we think. It's all about the truth, isn't it? And it's all about, well, if you're watching television, the 1 year anniversary of the case in Florida. I don't even want to mention the name of it. Well, Casey Anthony case. That's what's on television. That's what it's all about on TV, with all the things that are happening. Well, it's not here. We are talking about